01437 3212121 gets you through to Darren. We have had one call, though, because we have a blogger. And do you know what a coincidence this is? Tom Ambridge is with us from Woodbridge. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Leslie.
And do you know, Darren and I were just sitting there this morning, and I said to Darren, I fancy doing a weekly blogging feature, talking to the bloggers. And look, here you are. You must have heard me. So we could start here and now, could we not?
Yes, indeed.
Tell me about it, because you write a blog, and this is all about your grandma's diaries, isn't it?
That's right. Well, my grandma wrote diaries during the Second World War. She lived in a tiny village, I have to admit, not in Suffolk.
That's no good.
Well, she was in Lincolnshire, and she lived near Skegness, very close to the Butlins holiday camp that had been taken over by the Navy as a training base. So the Germans used to have an occasional go at attacking the Butlins camp and take a few pot shots at the village as well, where my grandma lived.
So you were doing her sort of the modern version of her diary, in a way.
That's right. We transcribed the whole diaries. In fact, we published some extracts, poems and photos in a little book, but we started the blog about a year ago, and we're publishing exactly what she wrote as a blog exactly 70 years after the day that she wrote it.
So each day, so like today, you would write the entry for this day 70 years ago?
Yeah, which would be 1942.
Oh, that's amazing. How did the whole idea come about?
Well, as I say, we'd published a little book, but to keep it reasonably compact, based it mainly on her poetry and diary extracts which fitted in with the poems. And then we realised there was so much more in the diaries that people would be interested in that we thought this was the way to broadcast them.
Had you ever blogged before?
Never before, no. But I had seen a blog on somebody's grandfather who was in World War One, and that was really an inspiration for the blog. I actually contacted the person and had some advice on starting off the blog, and so we went for it.
So how long have you been, how many days into her diary are you?
Well, she started her diary early in 1941, but in fact we didn't have the copy of her first diary, so the first one that we got our hands on was November 1941, so we've been going just over a year as a blog since November of last year, November in 2010.
And how long are you going to have to go on for?
Towards the end of 1944. There's a rather sad ending, which is a little bit before the war ends, but I don't want to give the secret away entirely.
No, because that would be lovely to read it. And is there an entry for every day?
Not quite every day. There's an average of a couple of entries each week, I would say, but they're really quite long. So we're also splitting them up, some of them, and putting them on Twitter and Facebook as well.
How do people start to follow? I mean, what I'll do is, or maybe you could do it, is put a link on my Facebook page and then people can follow through. But I've just had a look at the link you sent through to me. Is the Thursday, the January the 1st, 1942, is that the last one or have I missed a day?
Well, now that is the most recent one which appears on the internet, but I have got one ready to go for today. But because she wrote it in the evening, I'm even trying to match roughly the time. So there will be one for January the 4th. At about 8:30 p.m.
Oh, that's amazing. I think that's a lovely idea. I mean, it's you and the rest of the family, is that right?
That's right. So many people in the family became involved in the transcribing of the original diaries and helping with the book and photographs and all sorts of things.
Would you come in sometime and tell us more about the book?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah.
Okay, because we can't do it justice here now as well. And you can tell me a little bit about May as well. Did you ever meet her?
I'm afraid not. She died about a year before I was born.
So, but you must feel you know her now.
Very much so, yes.
What sort of reaction have you had people commenting? Do you know where people are reading your blog from?
Well, we do. I mean, we have readers all over the world, but some of the people who put comments onto the blog site are people who actually have connections with her village, and one or two of the people who make comments, obviously they're getting on in years, are people who actually knew her, remembered her from the village.
The blog is, the website is ambridgebooks.co.uk, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, and then there's a / May Hill Diary blog, but there's an easy way of finding it, which is much quicker, is to Google May Hill WW2, and there's all sorts of links will come up.
Okay, I'll put all that on my Facebook page. I'll put a link so that people can follow it through
well.
I mean, have you become a bit addicted now? Because I think people who blog do. It's something I'd love to try and do, but it takes time, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely addicted, yes. And it's interesting, the sort of responses we get on Twitter as well. So we seem to get all sorts of followers, including some very loyal ones who retweet almost every blog item that comes up on Twitter.
I'm going to have to follow you on Twitter as well, aren't I? So have you written any other books as well?
No, the main book has been the one with the diary extracts, the poems and the photographs, although we are considering now putting together the full diaries by taking the... We'll divide the blog up into 4 years or years and a bit, and do something like 4 volumes. And following the example of an American lady who's been blogging and publishing her grandmother's London Blitz diaries, I think probably the first thing we'll try and do is put a volume on Kindle.
Ooh, do you know, I got one of those for Christmas as well. I like you more and more. I'm going to learn a whole new world, aren't I, with blogging? Because the reasons people blog are obviously hugely different as well.
That's right.
I mean, this is fantastic. So we need to look up, what was it you say we look up again if we Google it?
May Hill WW2. And the sort of links that will come up will be links to the blog, links to the book. Incidentally, the book is called The Casualties Were Small, because that was the title of a poem that she wrote.
Do you don't have her poem to hand, do you?
Well, I could
probably
find
could
it.
If I sing while you have a quick flick through.
I've got it right in front of me.
Okie dokie. So The Casualties Were Small by May Hill. We've got the blog as well, and we're going to get you to come in and tell us more, Tom. Is that all right?
Okay, that would be brilliant.
Do the poem for us. Go on.
Right. Now, I just better give you the background to the poem. My uncle, Mayhill's son, was in the RAF. He joined when he was just 19 years old, and he started training as an aircraft instrument mechanic. He was based at an Air Force base in Lincolnshire, and something happened which was rather dramatic that made my grandmother become very worried about the sort of risks he was exposed to, because some bomb loaders were preparing bombs for loading under the aircraft he was working on. And then one of the bombs started ticking, which meant it was likely to go off. And the bomb loaders just ran off and didn't tell the people who were working on the aircraft. And it could have been the end of him. Fortunately, the bomb did not explode. But that encouraged my grandmother to write a poem. And this is the one called The Casualties Were Small. Here we go. When Winton Aerodrome was bombed, the casualties were small. Just your son and my son and little Widow Brown's son, the youngest of them all. And your son was your eldest lad, handsome and straight and tall, a model for your younger sons, beloved by you all. And Mrs. Brown's, her youngest boy, her sole support and stay, so like his father, all her joy was quenched on that dark day. And mine, my only son and pride, so loved and dear to all, the blast of bombs spread far and wide, though the casualties were small.
That's really poignant, isn't it?
It is. That expression, the casualties were small, was something that the newspapers like to use.
And
to
the
play
government,
down casualties, yeah.
And the government will have used it. I mean, it says it all, doesn't it? Well, we'll get you in. We'll book you to come in and have a chat, if that's all right.
Fine, yes, I'd love to.
And we'll start our blogging. So I think we'll start our blog spot off with you, I think. Lovely to talk to you, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for ringing us.
Right. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye. That's Tom Ambridge from Woodbridge talking about the blog he writes about his grandmother Mayhill's World War II home front diaries. And he's publishing them 70 years on to the day, which I think is such a nice idea. And it all comes from the book that they put together, The Casualties Were Small by Mayhill. If you want to have a look at his website, ambridgebooks.co.uk. If you want to have a look at the blog, ambridgebooks.co.uk/Mayhill Diary blog. But you could just try and search for Mayhill WW2 and the number 2. I will put that on my Facebook page as soon as I finish this programme.